Tessav Nalev. And we're looking at Tosis. Mother Bishtar Shakosu ain't circle kaimer. So Tosis says, "Vim timer, my timer lo mehemen b'migu." In other words, how can we understand this mandomer? So it's Mother Bishtar Shakosu ain't circle kaimer, which means once the loiva admits the star exists, you can't say parati kenegad the star, and therefore. If you admit the star exists, you're going to lose if you say Parati. But he has amigo still. The truth is, he's saying the truth because if he was lying, he would have said Mezuyev. So we have a star, but we have the power of amigo being mat. So Tosis gives two terutzim. Mezuyev is something which can be proven wrong. In other words, we're saying he's lying. He has a choice to lie and say Mezuyev or Perua. Perua is a much safer lie than Mezuyev, because Perua, I could pick a time I know when nobody was around and say time that I paid then. So nobody could prove me wrong. Whereas Mezuyev, if he brings Adam and validates it, it's going to look very uncomfortable. Okay, so that's so the Migu is always predicated on the fact that we're trying to get into the logic in his head and say he must have chosen this because it's the truth. No, he might have chosen this because it's a lie, but it's a safer lie. Now, Pirush Hakodesh B'Mokamach, Rashi explains a different place an answer to this question. He says like this. The time of Mishum that the Bartara in Sar Kiyum, the Ereva Chasum on the Star Nasa Kamish and Echid Lusim Bez. The truth is, the Rise of the Torah does not require that a Star has Kiyum. And against the Star, a person cannot say Prati. Reb Chaim Brisker points out that the simple understanding why you can't say Parati because there's a Shach of Yod to my boy, the more you use that Lashon place, it's not logical that you pay back. Why do I have the Shar still? Right? So the Chazaka that a Loiva would not leave the Shar by the Malva, there's no Loiva is going to be foolish enough to pay and not get the Shar back. In the case, what you're saying is false. That's how the Pashat. You learn the Pashat. The Rambam, when he brings down the dinner that you can't say Prati, can't get a star, he says you can't say Prati, can't get a star, and therefore the Rambam then says, I have an argument with Shachar Yad of my boy. Shachar Yad of my boy seems to be a result of the fact you can't say Prati, can't get a star. And so Reb Chaim develops in the Rambam that the power of Shtar is that I have a right to collect with a Shtar. Shtar is what Rebbe used to call it, it's a Gevia machine. It's a machine which collects. So it's going to collect. So Parati doesn't get in its way. That's the Chiddush of Shtar. The Shtar collects. So if I have a Shtar, I have a power to collect. Elama, is this a Shtar? So Torah says it is. It doesn't need Kiyum. Came along the Chum and said, no, you need Kiyum. Zog Tosis, that Rashi says, Rabbanu da Tzuchua Kiyum, Ki Toy Mezuyev. If the Loiva says Mezuyev, we say, interesting, maybe the star is on a star, we need to be Mekayim the star. It calls him on the Loiva, but doesn't say Mezuyev, even though he could say Mezuyev, of Bashar Tainus, could go in Perua, who the Chazal never instituted a requirement of Kiyum. So we're left with that if there's no need for Kiyum, it's a star. And a star collects. See, even though he has a Migu that he's saying the truth, that's very nice. But Migu doesn't work. He has a star. The power of a star is that it collects. The Chen Yerul Ri. And the Ri accepts Rashi's Pshat. Okay. Zot the Gemara. today. So this Tosfos is going to help us understand the next piece of Gemara a little bit. At least the second idea of Tosfos over here. Tosfos introduces that Ashtar has a certain power to it, and this Halach of Kiyum is only to, once there's a question being raised in the validity of the Ashtar, so then we have to be mevar of that. The cause one that's not there, we go back on the Din D'oraisa that the Ashtar has the koyach to collect. Omer B'Yehuda Amar Rav, however Ashtar Amono who's that, Eino Neman. So the Leibis says, I never borrowed the money. I wrote up the shtar. I gave it to the malva. In case I need the money, the shtar is already in place, and I trusted him. Lashon of imun of emuna. I trusted him. So I'm not denying that the shtar was written. I'm not denying I gave the shtar to the malva. I'm not denying that there's edim on the shtar. It's a fascinating din, the din of edus and the shtar, because edus and the shtar, we'll see it over here, but it's more clear in Sugis and Boavasra. The edim sat on the shtar before the actual loan. The lawyer can go to the edim, I'm borrowing money from the malva, and the language of the shtar is written in the language of the lawyer talking. Same one like a get, we saw the nusach of a get, or nusach of a ksuba. It's written in the language of the husband, signed by Adam. The husband doesn't sign, the Adam signed. The Adam are just testifying that this is the true Dasa Miskayev, is the way the Haredim call it. That the one who's going to be affected by the Shtar has truly agreed to what it says over here. So the Adam can actually sign, cousin Shalom Bapish in Malva Imoy. We don't need the Malva there. We don't see the loan. We don't need the Malva. The Levi says, I borrowed from Reuven $1,000. Signed so and so and so. He can do it with his daughter to run to the Adam, and the Adam can write a star based on that. Once they give it to him, then he gives it to the Malva. In fact, it now functions as a star. Okay? So he wrote up the star. There wasn't the loan yet. Everything is in place. He gave it to the Malba. The Malba, his claim is he gave it to the Malba, relying on the Malba. The Malba would not use it unless he actually lent him money. Of course, the Malba is saying that, what are you talking about? He borrowed money from me, and here's the star that he owes me money. So the law is he's not believed. So Moore says, so comes Rob, and Rob says, you know, Malba walks into the business with the star. Moses says, yeah, I wrote it, but it was only a month. Like, you know, Shano, he's not believed. What would you think otherwise? The Kamerman, who's talking over here? Elaman, the Kamer Loiva Shita. The Loiva claims that it's a mono called community. Does he have the power to do that? You'll be Mekayim the star, and the story's over. So what's the Chiddush Rav? Vela the Kamer Malva. So the story was that the Malva claims that this star was an Amona. Someone says, Tavol HaBrocha, because it's a hate. Let him be blessed. So Lava can't collect, you know. So, El the Kamri Adim. So what's Rav's case? That the Adim came along and said, yes, we signed on it, but we know that it was a star Amona. Now, normally, once they signed on it, it has the power of a star which can collect. They're saying, we know you cannot collect with the star, even though we did sign on it. So, Morris, what's the case? If we validated the star without them, once you have a star, the star has a power, has the right to collect. There's a power to collect. You can't claim a mon on a star. So that's not a kiddush. And if they are the Mekayimim, and they're claiming that it's yes, we signed, and without them it's not Mekuyim. They're being Mekayim and saying Amano, so why shouldn't they be believed? Okay. Okay. Zogt, Zogt, Gemara. So Gemara's going to give three terutzim that we can find a Kiddush if the Loib is saying it, we can find a Kiddush if the Malb is saying it, we can find a Kiddush if the Edom are saying it. It did tell us this. Yeah. Amar Rava, lo'elam l'ka'amar Loib. So your first option was that you said that if the Loib is saying it, obviously not, he's not believing because it's called Kamina. Okay. The chiddush of this statement of Rav is really the other statement of Rav. It's the same. It's really this is a. Tosha says that this is a derivative of that statement. You know, they said that statement of Rav. Somebody said, "Oh, so it means if a person say money, when people leave, he said, yeah, good point." Right. So Loib walks in. There's no. The Edom has no. The Shar has no kiyum, and he claims that yes, I wrote it up, but it was Amana. So if you hold Amana Shar Shikos, it's Tzarek L'Kayimoy. Means the whole kiyum is based on the Loib, and the Loib says that it's not Shar Amana. So the Loib would win. Since Rav holds Amana Shar Shikos in Tzarek L'Kayimoy, once we have in place that the Shar is valid, it's a star, and a star collects, like we saw in Toys. So then, of course, you can't say I'm on the connection. But that's exactly Rob's din. In circle Kaima. Okay. Abai Omer Lorlam the Omer Malva. Abai says, I could find your second option you discussed was if the Malva said it. You said, don't let the Malva say it. No. The issue over here is it's going to affect that the Malva himself is also a loifa. So he needs assets to pay back his chayv. Well, what are his assets? He lent money to somebody. And I said, no, that was Amon. I never really lent him any money, so I have no assets. Right? So what happens over there? That his statement, normally, the Hadass was the great him. He's walking up and saying, listen, this is not a valid star. He really, didn't really lend the money. He could have said that it's a valid star. He would have collected. He's being murdered. That's not so good. Hadaspel didn't command him. You're being murdered. It's not a valid star. You can't collect. Yeah, but you can't. You only can do that if the person who's being impacted is you. But if the person who's being impacted other people, and a person's come along and being made to affect somebody else, you need to aid him. Let him dumber malva. We can shechav lechem. We can rem nosen. The tanya rem nosen armor. So we have a statement of Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said like this: Menayin l'noshe b'chaver Rimona, b'chaver b'chaveroi. Reuven has a claim on Shimon, and Shimon has a claim on Levi. Menayin Shimon tziyam yizeh b'noshe l'mizeh. So how do we know that we take the money from Levi and give it to Reuven? Tamalim Rav Nosson la'asher osham loy. So it doesn't say to the one that he lent to. It says the one which the money is due to. So
say the one who lent to him.
So Rav Nosson says that means what the chiddush of Rav Nosson is that normally there's a halacha that a person in Bezdin has the power to say to somebody who's not directly involved la baldwan de diata. Reuben comes to Levi without Rav Nosson and says, you know, Shimon owes me money and you owe Shimon money. I would like to, you know, get the money. So Levi says, I don't have to talk to you. I did not transact with you. I don't have to respond to you. Let Shimon come to me and we'll talk about it. And then you'll deal with Shimon. So there's dinner la baldover the diat. You're not my baldover. So to Rav Nosson, he is your baldover. Pasuk says that Reuben has a direct schus to collect from Levi, that's referred to as by the Rishonim already, Shibud of Rav Nosson, that the Shibud there becomes a kayach of Shibud from Levi to Reuven through this drasha from Rav Nosson. So now comes along Shimon and says, no, it was a Shtar Amana. Levi doesn't really owe me any money. So Dr. Baya, based on what we see in front of us, we see that Levi owes Reuven money. You come along and say that that's not what it says over there. That's not true. The shtar is not valid. That shtar that you, Shimon, have on Levi is not a valid shtar. Therefore, Levi doesn't owe anything. But you're say if that's the, all your issue is you don't want to collect from Levi, don't collect from Levi. But now you're affecting Reuven. So since we see in front of us the shtar which is valid, we assume that Reuven has the right to collect from Levi. You're not Naaman to come along and say the shtar is not valid. Rav's point is, shtar mona is not a normal taina. You can't claim that. You want to walk into Bezin and say that. Now let's say the shtar is not makuyim, and Shim walks into Bezin and says the shtar is, it's not kiyum on the shtar. It's shtar mazuyev. Right, so the chor be the same din. Right, you can't say the star is mazuyev. If we see a star in front of us, we chazaka the right, that's a valid star. And you're coming along and saying it's mazuyev, and therefore making Reuven lose. It's very much you want to be hadolos with the kvedim dummy. You want to walk in the bezin and say between you and Levi, oh, you know what? I wrote the star up; it's not really true. I don't really owe him any money. Very nice, but if you can't, we can't believe you to undermine Reuven's schus.
Is that only if there's another branch? I mean, it's. And the Gemara assumes in the Avimina that it's no problem. This is like a downright, just across the board, just the Malach can never do it. That's what it seems that maybe them are upset. Is it only if there's another crowd? Like, you would never know, obviously, but it seems like.
No, it's only if it's in front of us. Rav said you're not Nemeth. No, so the Gemara says the Malach is saying it. What? Let him say it. Let him say it. Why should Rob say it's not Nemun?
So only if we know that there's another creditor.
If we own another creditor, he's not believed. Yeah.
How do we know that?
I mean,
let's say he's not in court today, or he's wherever, he's another town. I mean,
if you don't know, you don't know. So you assume that what he's saying is true. If later on it's inspired that there's another creditor, so retroactively we can't accept. We can't use Shimon's claim of Amona against to undermine Reuven's right. Reuven has a right to collect based on the shtar in front of us. Okay, so the Gemara went through. The first option was the loiva. The Gemara said, "What's the chiddush?" The Gemara said, "Of course, he can't be believed." The chiddush is Mudav Shasha comes in Tzarich L'Kaim. Second kasha was that let the Malba say it. The Gemara says the Malba can't say it in a case where it's negatively impacting other people.
Who said it? The Mal.
Yeah.
Shimon.
Yeah. No, I'm saying the more said off, and the more said Rav says it's not Nemun. The more says, well, let's talk. If it's the Leiva talking, he's not believed. If it's the Malva talking, let it Gzunta hate. And if it's the Adim, well, it depends. So now we're going back and going with the three options in that order. The first answer was the more, since it's talking about the Leiva and the Chiddush, which is the second option we said before. The Gemara gave three options: Loiva, Malva, Adim.
Yes.
And the Gemara came back. Okay, let's go back over them. In which order?
Same order.
Same order. So the Gemara's first answer is Loiva. What's the Chiddush? Ain't Circle Kaim. Second answer is Malva. That's the words I said. Malva. And the Chiddush is Reb Nosson. Third option is Adim. Reb Ashi, Reb Loilam, the Kamri Adim. So the case was the Adim said it, and the Chiddush is Eng Sabgadim Tzimokamacher. So you tell me if they are the Mekayimim, and they're saying that it's Amona, there's no other source to Mekayim the Shtar. So why shouldn't they be believed? With the Gemara, Milo Mehemni, the answer is Kidder Rav Kahana. Dom Rav Kahana, Osula Adam Shiisha Shtar Amona Basa Besa. This whole Shtar Amona thing is not allowed. Shem Shenemer Al Tashkein Boelecha Avla. Do not maintain in your home, in your oil, an Avla, an element which can be used for something which is improper. Okay, so that the Malba should have a document which he can collect with, which he knows is not true. He's keeping something in his house which can be used improperly. Either his, if he dies, his family will collect from it. He will be challenged by the Yitzhar to collect with it, etc. So we can't, you're not allowed to have such a thing. So if the Edom come along and saying, we knowingly signed on a document that it should be for Amana, they're saying that they're Rishoyim, that they're facilitating something which is improper to do. They're not Neman to say that. My time, they're not going to sign on something which is Avlu. So if they did say that they did it, so that's not, they're not believed to say that they did something improper. Okay. So the more continues with this thought. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Oshel la'adam sheyisha shtar perua b'soy beisa. If for whatever reason the loyber did not collect, retrieve the shtar with his payments, the malva knows it's perua. He should not keep that shtar. He has to. He the malva should destroy the shtar. He shouldn't keep it. Mishum shenemar al tashken bar lechavla. Because keeping that shtar, which has been paid, and he knows that, but it's not indicated. There's no indication on the document that it's paid. There's a possibility that it will be used improperly. If he would die, his family will collect with the shtar. Like I said, Parati, you're not believing to say Parati. Can I get a shtar? Unless he would have Adam, or the Malv himself would try it again. So don't maintain such a thing in your house. The Marava Mishmei Derav Amri. In the Marav in Eretz Yisrael, they say like this. Pasuk says, "Im oven beyodcha harchikeyu." If you have sin in your hands, distance it. Oven, not the sin, oven. Iniquity. If you have iniquity in your hands, you should distance it from yourself. Zeh shtar amono, that's referring to this idea of a shtar amono, that you don't want to have a shtar amono in your hands. Ushtar pasim. And another example of that is the shtar pasim. So if you look on the side of your Gemara, it says, what's a shtar pasim? It says, the pisu lahalvus lish shtar. I think that's the word over there. It should be shtar. I think Rashi talks, explains it. One second. They had the document written up already, and he asked him. He convinced him to pass it to him. The whole that he should hold it. So even though the loan hadn't taken place yet, he said, just give it to me now. I'll give you the loan tomorrow. I think that's what he means. Okay, I'm not sure.
But who's holding
it? The Malva is holding it.
But is that different than Sharmana?
Sharmana was that there was no intention for a loan yet. Over here, this is the intention for the loan. It says, you know what? I'm delivering the money tomorrow. Just give me the shtar ready now. So at the beginning of the pasuk, it's the same pasuk. It says, beginning of the pasuk, he has this point over here. Mandam Rishtar Perua Kolshkin Shtar Amona. Mandam Rishtar Amona Avashtar Perua Loi. So if you're saying that Shtar Perua is an Avla, so for sure Shtar Amona is an Avla, and then you shouldn't maintain it. If you're saying, however, that Shtar Amona was the problem, like we darshaned before, Shtar Perua maybe is a different story. Why? The Zimin, the Mashile, Apshita, the Safra. The Morse says that the cost of the documentation is the lawyer's responsibility. The lawyer pays for the cost of the cipher. There are scenarios where the lawyer can't afford the cipher, and the malva will pay for the cost of the cipher. The malva has a right to demand that money back from the lawyer. So malva says, even though you paid the chayv, I don't want to give you the shtar back until I get the you still owe me for the cost of the cipher. So he's keeping on to holding on to the shtar because of the pshita of the safri. This is the way to guarantee the lawyer will pay back that money as well. So therefore, that's not considered an obli. He's using this as his leverage to make sure he gets paid all the money that he's owed. Itmar. Sefer Shen and Mulga. You have a sefer. Has not been reviewed to see if it's written properly. Sefer meaning something from Tanakh. Am Rabbi Ami, you have 30 days to hold on to the sefer. Mikan ve'elach osher l'hashosu. You cannot keep a sefer like that in your house. Mishum shenemar al tashken ve'elach avlo. If something's written improperly, wrong hashkafas, wrong halachas can be derived from it, and you have that item in your house, which might be the source of apikurses. Well, you can't keep it in your house. You have to check. So when that takes time, so we give you 30 days to verify that the sefer was written properly. Chavetz Chaim, when he printed the Mishnah Berurah, he went to every rabbi on the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, he checked all the galleys, so he assumed if the page was printed, it was printed properly. But actually, something changed while it was printed. But he checked to make sure every page was there, and every volume which he did that, he wrote in front of the word Muga. So now it's not a Sefer Shein Muga. So the Mishnah Berurahs which have the word Muga written in the Chavetz Chaim's handwriting in the front obviously are considered collector's items. Okay, let's see Rashi. A few years ago, I forgot what Nishiwa, they honored somebody, they gave him you give the honoree some type of a present. That was the present.
Wow.
It was a Mishnah Berurah with the Chavetz Chaim's Muga on the front. The Rashi Shtar Monach, you test him in Aleph. He says they claim the Shtar is the Monach. Lo b'klum, there was no real loan. Ela Kosoi, they wrote it. Umosu l'malva, and they gave it to the malva. She mitzarech lilvois. If he'll need it, he'll be able to collect. He'll be able to borrow based on that Shtar. V'heminoi, he trusted the malva. So lo yisvaenu elam kein malveyu. That the malva will not use the document unless he really actually lends the money. So Morris says, if it's the loiva, he's not believed called kamine. Obviously not. Is it from him? So Rashi says, if it's not Makuyim, maybe he could say it. But on the other hand, obviously what's going to happen is it'll be Makayim Bechosoma. So what's Rav's point? So Morris says that the Kiddush over here is Kiddush of Huna. Mashvina Rav Yehuda Nami Hachi. So Rav Yehuda, another Talmud of Rav, is also pointing out the Loi Rishon Ksavti Umasarti Vloi. Avashar Monahu. He says, yes, it was written. He's not calling it Mezuyev, but he's claiming it was given as a mother. Ain't Sar Chamav Alakser Ulahavi Lahoid Al Chasima. You don't even need to bring Edim. They name him Loiber the Post Loib. Loib is not believed to say it's Amana. Loiber the Inish, the cost of a Master Blaibo. The reality of Amana is such an uncommon reality that if it's true that it was written, we assume that it's true that it's a star. And therefore, he's not believed to say Amana. Rabbis Abai said the Kiddush over here is because it's Chav L'Cherim, it's referring to the Malva saying it. He's covered by those who this admission will affect other people. With this hadah, he's affecting those who have, they're coming to collect from him. He doesn't have assets to give them. Well, he writes a legal chayv, so they wanted to collect this chayv. He's saying, no, it wasn't really a chayv. She's not believed because it's chayv lachem. Doesn't say to the one who lent him. He says the one that he is due to. The one who the Karen belongs to, which is the one that Bart lent it to him. So Oshem who a Karen can mean by Geisel the Misha Karen Shaloi. So the Oshem is the Karen the principal. So the pasuk is saying that it's possible there's a person who the principal is due to is not the one who lent you. Who is that? The one that your malva owes to somebody else.
Not the one who lent to you.
Correct. So if the Adam come along and say that it's Sabidena who's that, but it was a mono, they're saying that they signed in something which is improper, so therefore they're not believed to do that. They're not able to say they did something improper. Alpshita the Sarfa. He's maintaining the mal was holding on to the shtar to be able to collect the payment to the sofer. Pshita was a coin. So the coin which is due to the sofer. Shall a loiv elit in schar a sofer. The loiv is supposed to pay for the shtar. Pabim Shele doesn't have money. But noista hamalva, the malva pays it. The choizer ugeveil mimenu b'shas piroyin. So he's he gets the money back that he laid out for paying the sofer. When the lawyer pays him back for the chayv, he pays him back for that as well. He says, I'm not giving the shtar back till I get that as well. It's not been reviewed to see if there's any mistakes there. Okay, something more. Omer of Nachman. Adam Shomru Amono Hoyu Devoreno. Ainem on it. If Adam walk and say that they signed in a shtar, but it was a situation of almana, then like we said before, so Nachman says they're not believed to say that. Okay, my daughter, how you the Moreno, and them on it. So there's a concept in the halacha called the Maidah. Maidah is that a person can, prior to transacting something, he can get to Adam and go to front of Adam and give him a serious Maidah and make an announcement that what I'm going to do right now is null and void. I'm doing it for whatever reason. I have pressure. I have to do it, and therefore I'm doing it. But it's not real. It's called a Maidah. So the Adam are saying, case of a Shtar Mecher, that yes, we signed to the Shtar Mecher. It says Reuben sold the field to Shimon, but he also told us a serious Maidah that he's not really selling it. He's just writing up because for every reason he's pressured by Shimon to sell the field. He's uncomfortable selling. He doesn't feel like he could withstand the pressure from Shimon. Whatever reason, Shimon is a powerful guy. But before he did it, he made him a serious Maidah. So we see in front of us the shtar which says that there's a mechira. They're claiming there was a mysterious Madah, and which would undermine the validity of the star. The star was really nothing. So they're not believed.
But the star has the signature of these
items. These items sign on the star and say, the Chacham said, yes, we signed on the star. They validate the star. But it was a Madah. So Rav Nachman says you're not believed.
It wasn't a Madah. I mean, the star that they signed on says, you know, Reuven sold the field of Shimon.
Right.
Okay. So these Edom are saying, well, yeah, but he had told us that it was only under duress?
Correct.
Okay, so that's another... I mean, that's like the case we had before about on this, you know, the mama. Well, unless this is the poshers.
No. They're saying they sign over here by my Madah. The steps of a mechir were done.
Right.
But the person says, listen, this fellow is my neighbor. He's a very powerful guy. He has, you know, he belongs to the mafia. I am not selling it to him. But I want you to know it's not true. So we're going to write them the document. We're going to give him the document. Everything's going to happen. It's going to look like a mechira, but it's false. That's what the mechira does. The case before was of saying a nusim, is what they're saying is that there was no loan and we signed it in anyway. They're saying we signed in a false statement. Over here, they will go. This star will function as a star maker, and it will do everything that the star maker is supposed to do. It looks like it, but it ain't. So we see in front of us a star maker. So there's no other key. So they're walking the best and saying, yes, it's true. Looks like a star maker, but there's this outside issue, which would therefore say it's not relevant.
Oh, I mean, the sale did take place. It was just under duress.
That's what he's saying, right? But we don't see that any documentation of that in the shtar.
Right.
So now they're being mekayim. Say if the shtar is mekayim, and the Edom say that we know that it was under duress. I'm sorry, but we see a shtar. We have to assume the shtar is valid. But the case over here was that there was no ksav yetzmoka macher, and the question now is, can we argue that this is not a good kiyum? This is a form of kiyum, like it says in the Mishnah. A person says, "Yes, we signed it, but we were kriyvim, we were psulim, we were anusim machus defashus." So that's not a kiyum, like we saw in the Mishnah. As much as you're saying that the star is valid, you're saying the star is not valid. So the same thing over here. As much as you're saying the star is valid, you're saying the star is not valid. So Rav Nachman says, no. This is not something intrinsic in the star. You're saying the star is a valid star, so you're Mekayim the star. He says, yeah, but there's another issue. Very nice. Good. So now we have to know, is that believed against the star? The answer is no. So the end of conversation.
Are they even allowed to... Are they even allowed to sign on such a star?
Okay, so that's the next step of the Gemara. So the more that, however, Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Amar Amano Hayu Dereino Ein Nemanim, Madoh Hayu Dereino Nemanim. They say Madoh, they be believed. Why? My time of High Nitzel Nikase, V'Haylo Nitzel Nikase. You're not supposed to write up a star which is Star Amano. Therefore, if they're claiming that they're saying that they did something which is improper to do, they don't have the manas to do that, even through this the Pesha Shabesha Hitu. But Madoh, it's not considered improper for them to write a star which has a Madoh on it, because as much as they're saying that the Malba is under duress and he feels that he cannot refuse this transaction, but he wants to verify that the transaction is not true. As much as the Malba is doing it, the Edom are able to help him. So the neighbor says, listen, if you don't sell to me, I'm going to kill you. So the neighbor says, we don't sign on those things, so let him kill you, right? You know, they're going to help the Malva do this subterfuge to let them out. But the supposed marker do this subterfuge to protect himself. So they have a right to write such a document. Once that's true, they're not saying about themselves something which is invalid. So they can say, yes, it's true, but it's a medor. So they made him say there's a medor. They're believed.
Not what something that's
okay.
They're not what something that's invalid.
They're not doing something which is improper, so therefore they're believed.
Signing something which is
invalid. Yeah. Boy, me robber, me now. So now, robber says, asks from Nachman, you said my daughter or a mono, they did not believe. Let's say, Tanai, how you did Bereno, Mahu. They say they signed it a star. And there's no mention of any Tanai in the shtar. But let's say in the case of a Mechira. But there was conditions which we know of which had to be met. So if the... And they weren't met. But the Lekech is saying, listen, there's no mention of any Tanoim over here. It says in the shtar that there's a Mechira. Doesn't say anything about any Tanoim. So there's no tanoim over here. The Malbus and the Merkur says there's a tanoim, and the Edim say, yeah. And it's not a star Merkuyim. Come Edim said the Merkayim the star. So the Merkayim the star. So, yeah, but there was a tanoim. So now what? So Mimidor, but you said you're not believed. Hano Taima, the Ka'akri lay the star. Why is Mimidor not believed? Because by Mimikayim the star, they're giving the validity to the star. Then they're coming and saying the star is not valid. Well, I'm sorry, you can't do that. You can't come along and be Arker the star that you were just Mimikayim. Behind Nami, Ka'akar the star. So over here also, you're doing the same thing. You know, should not be believed. Okay. We could argue over here. Over here, they're not undermining the star at all. They're saying the star is valid. There was a true mechira, but there are side conditions. So, Twitter walking in and tell you there was a condition that you weren't aware of, and that needs to be fulfilled, and it wasn't fulfilled. So, if we look at Tanai, it's something we're saying that the mechira is not a mechira, and the star is not a star unless these conditions were met. But the assumption is we see the star in front of us, you see it has validity to it. You're coming and going against the power of the star. So if you're doing that, they wouldn't be able to do that. But if you're telling me that so Reb Nachum is taking the Mud of Shashar Kosov Ain't Tzarich L'Kayem concept. When we see a star in front of us, it's a statement that this fact is emes. It's done. And now you're saying, well, it's not done. I'm sorry, but the star said it is done. Yeah, but I'm going to say that it's a star. Yeah, but that's Ain't Tzarich L'Kayem. Once you ate him, or along, not exactly the same, but once you ate him say that you signed. So we saw, like you saw in Tosis, once we know that the star exists, truly, there are halachic assumptions that take into place that the star creates. And now you're coming and going and saying against the star. Too late. You can't do that. So Tanai would be the same thing. Those you say, no, Tanai is not undermining the star. So the star is, we're coming and saying the star is totally valid. We're not affecting the power of the star. We're saying there's a side issue. Adam walked in and said there's a Tanai. Okay, they could do that. So Amalei, Rav Nachman answered, Ki also the command of the dinner. If a person would come to me in such a situation, yes, you'd have to fulfill the Tanai in order to be able to proceed, which means we would accept the statement of the Edim of Tanai. So that works. So this, in the case of Rav's understanding of Nachman, that Marbar Rashi said that Medor, the problem was The issue of Amana was that it's improper to write. Simadov, which is proper to write, is not believed. Rabbi is saying that Reb Nachman has a whole different logic. He's saying that it's a question, proper or improper, that's not the point. The point is, if it's coming to, in some way, directly undermine the statement of a claim of the validity of the shtar, and we see the shtar in front of us, assuming that it's valid, and they created that, what happens then? So Reb Nachman is saying, they can't do that. They can't say, yes, it's a shtar, no, it's not a shtar, in the same breath. Because once they say, yes, it's a shtar, it's a shtar. Whereas Tanai, and that's Rabbah's understanding of Reb Nachman. Tanai doesn't have that problem, and therefore they believe the Seitz of Tanai.